everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. And oh, and hello to Thanksgiving break too, if you're a lucky person.
Like Drew over here,
who's on the show.
Yeah, except for it's not the end of the work week. It's really the start almost for me.
Yeah, well, yeah. Stop being so awesome, okay?
Awesome? What are you talking about?
I'm calling him awesome because he brought us snacks.
Okay, yeah.
Which I'm totally gonna, you know, I'm just totally gonna partake in right
now. These are brownies with Heath in them.
Heath.
What?
Yes.
I know, I
Does
knew
Heath
a guy
have
named
nuts?
Heath.
No, it's like a crackle.
Okay.
Is that just another name for weed?
No.
Have you ever had brownies? Have you ever had brownies on weed?
That's a...
Do you have that movie?
No, I don't. Movie? Half-baked.
Oh.
It's probably on streaming,
though. I'm going to steal one of these.
Oh, and just for your information, no one can hear you on mic if your face isn't next to the mic, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isn't that a bummer?
Can't wait to put this inside me.
Just eat it, okay? You don't have to... You don't have to give it a nickname. You don't have to describe.
This
what
would
you're
be
doing.
Really bad if we didn't have video. This would sound like radio porn or something.
You know, actually, the recorded version does not include video. So, yeah.
So whoever's going to listen to this later is going to be like, what?
If they weren't watching us live.
Oh yeah, definitely. No.
Yeah, if they're not watching us live, they're not going to be able to see the video.
Which no one is doing. Also, to all those people that wanted to call us on Skype, go ahead and lick it because Andrew didn't bring his computer.
Sorry, I'm a little pissed off today.
You're not having a good day, from what I understand. Tell us more.
So this morning I was driving to school, and right across, or right there next to the Chevron. I somehow found a pothole and hit it and broke my rim.
So you sought out this pothole?
No, my car found it.
Well, your car is very not smart.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry to say.
So I broke my rim, and for me to get a whole new set of rims, it's going to cost me $460 plus tax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're $115 a pop. And then on top of that, I got to buy new rubber.
Mm-hmm. Rims?
Rims.
Okay.
And then rubber
the
on top of that.
The tires.
I know. Okay. I wasn't asking what it was.
The
just...
rubber part of the tire is another $100.
Don't you just call that the tire?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes. Depends on who you're talking to.
I mean, you don't have to. Why? You're talking to me. What do you call it?
Okay, then I'll just call it a tire.
Thank you. Because...
So you guys got to get new wheels in general.
Yeah. New wheels and rims.
Because your wheels suck?
No, because I broke one, and if I can't find one...
No, I'm at Drew's.
Oh.
What happened to your wheels? You said you had to...
Oh, no. I was saying you have to.
Oh. Yeah.
So unless I can be able to find one that matches, that I can be able to buy out of a junkyard, I have to buy 4 new rims.
Fun.
Actually, my car was doing something a bit funny. This was on our trip to Pullman, which we recorded an episode of the show app, by the way. We recorded an episode there.
I still gotta listen to that.
Yeah, you should.
It's funny.
We sing in it.
I'm guessing there was a little bit of...
No, not at all. So what happened was I tried turning the fog lights on the car, and then it did pretty much what I can only describe as all of the electricity in the car cutting out for about half a second.
Sounds like a Lotus.
What does that mean?
They're known for electrical infidelity.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, that's not what I have.
His battery's dead, so it's all relied on the alternator.
Yeah.
So once he starts his car, the battery dies and the alternator doesn't put out enough charge it enough to where it can...
It hasn't done that for a few days, though.
Yeah.
So that's a few days.
Yeah.
I've had the same thing happen, but in reverse. Like, I lost my alternator belt broke on the way to school one day.
Uh-huh.
So I was running with no alternator on my belt, so my alternator wasn't charging the battery at all. So I'm running entirely on battery power. And I'm noticing as I'm driving, the headlights are getting dimmer and dimmer. Because it's like 6 in the morning, so I have my headlights on because it's this time of the year, so... It was January, so it was dark at 6. It was dark at 7, technically.
And this time of the year kind of sucks, by the way, because of the whole time change thing.
It really does.
Yeah, but it's not raining yet, so that's good.
What are you talking about? It's raining right now outside.
It is?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't been
outside. When I came in.
Oh, when I came in.
Only went outside once today.
Well, it's because you're a shut-in, and that's why you are so white.
No, it's not because I was being a shut-in. It's because I was doing glorious work inside that you will never comprehend. I'm so sad that you will never understand.
No,
it's okay. I just don't want to understand.
You do, though.
No, the white skin always comes from the whole hair thing. And actually, there's a recent study I just saw was that redheads are actually statistically higher chance of getting melanoma than any other type, than anybody else.
Okay.
Whether or not they have massive exposure to the sun or whatever.
Honestly, I think I will be more likely to get heart disease than melanoma.
You know, you don't really go outside much.
Well, salt, mostly. I like salt a lot.
It's all right.
Way too much for it to be healthy, I'm thinking.
Probably.
Which is a shame, because, I mean, I gotta get McDonald's fries. Sometime.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Which I did break my streak of not going to McDonald's. A couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel?
Fine now, but then I didn't feel so great.
Body was. Well, your room's painted like a McDonald's. I just realized that.
It made me think.
Or
in
an In-N-Out Burger.
I know.
Yeah, I'd like for that one.
I know. It was my lifelong dream to go to In-N-Out Burger. And now that I've already been there.
You're like, this is kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I need to repaint my room now. And this reminds me of the thing that I once had. It's like, I need to get away from you. That's what I need to do. Push that memory out.
So, yeah. So, in other nudes, this is semi-tragic. Hostess is officially closing its doors.
I was Wait. Yes. I've only ever seen one Hostess store in my life.
No, the company.
The company.
Entirely.
Oh!
As in, no more Twinkies, no more ding-dongs, no more anything.
That is...
So, in a toast to that, everybody grab a Twinkie or a Ding Dong or a Zinger or whatever you have.
Those are...
What the hell's a Zinger?
Give me the Ding Dong.
It's like a Twinkie, but with like frosting on the top of it. Want to try it?
One thing I'm worried about...
Hostess toast.
One thing I'm worried about on this show
toast
is
Toast or
that...
Hostess?
Yeah.
Renee, here's to you.
I'm not a Hostess, but, you know.
Close enough.
The one thing I'm worried about on this show is people quoting me out of context because I straight just said, give me the Ding Dong.
Renee, we all know you like the Ding Dong.
They're good, though.
You brought this on yourself. You like guys' Ding Dongs.
I don't know what she's talking about. I really don't. Yeah, this is not professional at all, what we're doing, by the way.
You're eating. Professional? Really?
Are you about to partake in eating Drew's Ding Dong?
Yeah, of course I am.
I actually stole them out of the pantry, but...
Yeah.
Along with the freak Twinkie.
But seriously, these were like the best thing to get in my lunch ever.
Yeah.
When I still packed lunch to school.
You know, I've never had one of those.
You kidding?
Nope.
Well, Drew brought like 5 dozen, so go ahead.
I don't get Hostess products ever. Like, I've had Twinkies and that's it.
Well, because they're not good for you.
I've never had Ding Dongs. I've never had... Zingers. I've never had ho-hos. I have had snowballs.
I'm sorry.
I kind of like snowballs.
Was, no.
I hate snowballs.
Do you know many more of the details as to why Hostess is closing down?
Well, they filed for bankruptcy back in February.
Oh, that was this
February?
That was February?
Yeah, that was back in February or something like that.
I thought that was like last year.
No, well, it was either in December time or in February. It was with about four, you know, it was last winter.
Yeah, okay.
So, roughly a year ago, Hostess filed for bankruptcy, and they were like $100 million in debt or something like that.
And that's when we all thought they were going to close.
Yeah, I was bracing myself for it. But, apparently, I don't know what happened. They were able to keep going. And then,
it's because America's fat and we all like Ding Dongs and Hostess products.
Well, if that was the case, then they wouldn't have me having any problems, would they?
Well, maybe they're shutting down because somebody sued them for being fat.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a worker strike thing.
It's partially on the workers. They couldn't afford to pay them all.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think they had the CEO on the Today Show or something, and he's just like, yep, that's what we're doing.
Although,
closing down because our workers are dicks.
I bet somebody buys them out. There's too much money to be made because there's like Wonder Bread, Sara Lee.
If you had the chance to buy the secret recipe to the Twinkie, you do it.
If nothing else, just for the cream filling.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Because you can make tons of cream fillings. You'll never make one that tastes like the Hostess one.
I was having, let's see, I woke up at about 11:30.
Are you supposed to be heard?
Yeah.
Slightly.
Ding dong, man. That's how they work.
They're dense.
Ding dongs are supposed to be hard. So, it took you so long to understand that.
God. No, I got it. I was just trying to do it.
So, yeah, but I woke up at about 11:30, and then I worked on that computer over there for 2 hours, and then I decided to have breakfast.
Well, aren't you a lucky bastard you could wake up at 11:30?
Yeah.
I had to wake up at 7.
I thought you
didn't
have school at, like, the first half of the day.
What?
I'm not. I don't know. Forget it.
So, I skipped last Friday's first half of the day because
we didn't get home until, like, 3:15, 3:30.
I didn't get home until 4.
Oh, I didn't go to sleep until 4.
A.M.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's sad.
Really.
Were you doing night crew again?
No.
Because I don't know if I told you I did that.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I kind of liked it.
It was kind of nice.
The dude said I did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
He said apparently they never finish on time with a new guy. So.
Oh, no. That's just plain simple fact.
Okay. No, but we were pretty much on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. I don't like it, but it's more money for me.
Yeah, because you get long hours.
Oh, so anyway, my breakfast was... we had had a whole bunch of pancakes a few days before for breakfast. I think this was on Sunday. And we had a whole bunch of those sausage patties left over, and those were left in the fridge. Because you can eat those with pancakes. Don't look at me weird like that.
Who That's eats how... sausage patties?
Me. Man. It's like... Sausage.
Hmm?
They're good.
She eats sausage.
I got that.
Hey. Yeah.
He
it's
likes
funny.
Big round sausages.
It's funny because it's like a dong.
or is it like a ding?
But I was... Maybe a ding for you, maybe, but not I. No, sir.
Mm.
Get it?
Yes, we all recommend the joke that you're saying you imply that you're small.
That's not what I said at all. No, dong versus ding. What sounds smaller?
Dong.
No. Where are you? No, that's not right. Dong does not sound smaller.
Also, I'm not even going to think about it.
I didn't
want to go there.
This is quality entertainment. People are loving this.
No, apparently Quality Entertainment Day is like the Kardashians or something like that. Which
What?
No.
No,
you
the
don't,
new, the
you
new
don't have
one.
A sister that lives home, and, so you don't know these things.
I do, but they don't watch garbage on TV.
Oh, my sister does, believe me.
That sucks, man.
And my mom's fallen in love with that new show, Breaking Amish.
What?
Yeah.
It's a show about Amish people, apparently.
It's a show about Amish people that are trying to break their religion by moving to New York.
Oh, I thought they were cooking meth.
I thought they did that already.
Well, apparently, no, my mom, like, I walked into the kitchen the other day to grab myself something to eat out of the fridge, and my mom has it on TV, and I look over the TV, and there's these half-naked Amish chicks wrestling.
Ha!
And I'm like, I can get into this show.
Which half, though?
Some of them were top half, some of them were bottom half.
See, what you do is you go down to the corner and you talk to Yosef, and he can get you your fix. That's what they named their kids Yosef, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
And Obadiah and, you know, Elijah. Well, Elijah's not really that uncommon.
Oh, yeah, Obadiah. Bit. That one's better, but Obadiah? That makes me think of the Jeff Bridges character. In
okay,
the first
how about Jedediah? There's that one.
Yeah, that's well, that's a dude from Night at the Museum.
It's also an Amish name.
He's not Amish, though. He's a cowboy.
Yeah. I don't care.
Was I saying something?
No.
No.
Breakfast. Oh. Yeah, I was. Shut up.
That's right. And how he likes to eat large
and
sausages.
Your sausages.
No, there was seriously, like 8 or 9 sausage patties left over, and I just microwaved those for 50 seconds.
That's a lot.
And
you could fit all that in your mouth?
I ate them all at once. Yes. I fit 9 sausages in my face. And then I was looking in the fridge, and I considered just taking a straight hit of whipped cream to finish it off. But I decided not to because I had to go work on that computer again.
So we like sausage and whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. Good combo, huh?
Drew's sitting over here trying not to laugh.
That's how my morning went.
I have no soul. I cannot laugh.
You're not ginger, though.
That's, if anything, that's me. Come on. Don't even worry about it. So is anybody, speaking of Hostess, is anybody going to eat this Twinkie that Drew brought him?
Hell no.
No?
It's a very bad Twinkie.
We should put a picture of it on Facebook or something.
We could, yeah. Because we have evidence. We are holding.
No. You need to make this episode with that. Only this episode with that for the background only. Just because
the background.
You know the CD cover, the album cover?
Oh,
just for this one episode.
I'll do that. I just got to get a decent
It's a monumental
of
occasion.
It.
Twinkies do go bad.
Because to what we're talking about, I hold in my hand definitive proof that Twinkies can go bad.
Download this episode and you'll be able to see what it looks like.
Not really, because there's no video, remember?
I'm going to put that in the
We're
going to
put it as the picture.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really weird oh.
Photo.
That sounds a little on.
You know, I'm wondering.
Anyways, so.
I kind of want to analyze this Twinkie, though.
I do too, but I'm afraid if I open it, it'll, like, eat my hand or something.
No, maybe not open it. I just want to look at the wrapper for holes, because.
Oh, yeah.
I've mentioned this before on the show. There is a Twinkie that I have downstairs right now that me and my dad have just left on a bookshelf for the past 3 years. And nothing as significant as that has happened. All it's really done is shrunken a little.
And inflated the package.
Yeah, the wrapper inflated a little bit. And it got really hard.
My guess is that where it's black here, it burnt. And then the burnt got some bacteria. Yeah, like it got burnt there when it cooked it.
It doesn't look like a
you
burn.
You think it's a cooking thing?
Well, no, I was thinking maybe it got
you
burnt and then it got some bacteria.
Things?
Yeah.
No, dude, they just pour them into a mold and compress them and ship them out to all the children.
And what I'm trying to say is, like, the burn sections, they get a lot more, they're a little bit more porous than the actual regular parts. So that got some bacteria into it and it got into there, and that's why it's shrunken down like this, because the bacteria is taking the oxygen.
It's shrunken down like that because it got squished in a pocket.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and it was in my pocket of my jacket.
Oh, you kept that in your pocket?
No. I pulled it. Yeah, I put it in my pocket when I came over here. Yes, but
okay.
This concerns me.
I know.
It's very gross, and good thing.
And slightly mystifying.
I guess,
not going to eat it.
I guess what we can take away from this is that it's a good thing Hostess is going out of business, because they're obviously being stingy with their Twinkie formula.
Apparently.
They forgot to add the unicorn dust. They didn't add the unicorn dust, and that's why it's not staying, not molding.
Can you put that on like top of your computer?
Why?
So people that are watching can see.
Or like close to the thing.
There's one dude watching, and I don't know. Okay, really
well, that's. Well, too bad. He gets to care this one time.
Who is watching?
I've never been able to tell. You know that.
Oh.
So if you're watching, call Renee's cell phone.
What is his number, anyways?
My phone's off, so nobody can call mine because
no
it died.
You're not going to read that out loud. I'll ban you. I'll ban you from a physical space. That's what I can do. So, I have that power in chips.
Let's see.
Context: Renee Gildersleeve.
You really shouldn't do this because I'd like to protect my identity.
Even
though I broadcast it to the world.
He works in Slaveway.
You up? Yeah.
Anyway, so how's that?
We both work in Slaveway.
What? Slaveway, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 360
for Slaveway.
No. 241 Is it 241?
No.
For
no?
what?
Your phone number.
My phone number? No.
It's 932-7721.
There you go. Please call his cell phone if you are listening.
Stop even trying.
Well, it's not my cell phone number.
His either.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
No, I'm not even gonna go.
What if it's
I'm not gonna give away trade secrets.
What if it's when are we gonna run out of phone numbers, you guys?
Never.
We're
just
going
to go to like 10-digit phone numbers.
We are a 10-digit phone number.
Because of area codes, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go to 11 digits or something like that.
Maybe. Some will be 11, some will be 10.
Eventually go to 11, because then the number of possibilities is much, much higher.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are technically already are an 11-digit phone number because of our country code.
Oh, yeah. That's the plus one.
But that's only if you're calling internationally, but...
Yeah.
International.
So that's
pretty close to India.
Vonage.
Bum, bum, bum.
Wait, is that... You can do that with that Vonage thing?
Yeah, there's free calls to India. I'm like, why would I want to call India? They call me enough as it is.
Nice.
See, when you're a wizard like me, you never have to call India. Actually, well, I've never had anyone scam call me.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Well, not a real person.
I told
them
to go F off, and then I also told them to that if they ever call me again, I'm going to hunt them down with a gun and shoot them in the face.
That's not appropriate.
They called me again, and I said, well, I'm standing outside your door right now. See, they said, have a good day.
I should correct myself and say that no real person has
I was
going to
say,
me.
I haven't been called by those kind of people. I've been called by computers many times.
I've been called by people many a time.
Oh, it's like you pick up your phone because you're like, maybe it's somebody that got a new phone. And it's like, this is your captain speaking. We would like to offer you a free trip to... I'm like, click.
Your captain. You just have a captain watching over every aspect of your life and giving you free stuff.
No, it's like supposed to be the captain of a ship because they're giving you a free cruise or something for your name, your address, your social security number, your bank PIN number, all that kind of stuff. Then you get a free cruise.
The term is the love boat.
In which you're going to be out of money for the rest of your life.
I think he's totally missing the fact that it's in a total identity.
Bring your ding-dongs and all your other snacks.
And your ho-hos. Oh,
of course.
Got to bring them ho-hos with your ding-dongs.
Hand in hand. That's how they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a callback.
Hey, if we ever get women on the show for around Christmas time, I've got a great joke to use.
Got what?
Oh, God.
No.
Anyways.
Why is Tiger Woods like, what's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa?
No, it's not that one.
Oh, yeah. That was one from, was it last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that one, right, Renee?
I don't think so, but
Santa Claus only has three hoes.
See, Tiger Woods isn't very topical anymore.
No, not really.
No one cares about him anymore.
Not particularly, no.
But he's still playing golf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is.
I heard
he's watched back golf in the first place.
He's back into the PGA.
Ah.
He is?
I don't watch golf either. I just know.
I don't know.
Renee, do you have a sticker on your shirt?
Where?
On your sleeve.
That? No, that's just a thing on the shirt.
I'm sorry, that... I have no idea what it was. It just looked like a sticker. I'm like, what?
You just totally derailed everything. Anyway, to these people that can't see it.
It's okay.
It's theater of the mind, not the face, okay?
Hey, that move, that play last night was just weird. Well, I still want to know how they got them to let them to use a real gun.
What play?
It wasn't real.
Okay, it's a replica of a real gun.
Did you guys go to
a
musical together?
No, yes. We sure did.
No.
The high school put on a play.
Here.
What did they put on? What was it?
It was, the name of the play was Rehearsal for Murder.
Yep.
Mm. It was actually really funny, but I'm told it wasn't supposed to be funny.
Oh.
It was supposed to be a comedy.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, if it
How do
was...
you know?
It was supposed to be a murder comedy mystery thing.
Mm. There were some funny parts, but...
Because wasn't it your dad's gun that they borrowed?
It wasn't a real... Okay, there's a part where they have to use a replica gun.
You can use cap guns, blanks.
They pretend it's a real gun in the play, but no, this was like a really... And I found this out the other night. Apparently, it's not a Walter PPK.
It's a Walther.
Walther. And so my entire life is a lie now.
Except for...
He was telling me... He was
except for the technical German pronunciation would be Walter.
Walter.
Oh,
Walter.
Shut
because
up!
Because the TH is the TER.
Semantics.
And the W's counted, and the W's are pronounced as V's.
V's, yeah.
See, semantics. But no, I was sitting there last night, and I'm like, so, how'd they get a Walther PPK in there? And he's like, it's Walther, and his grandpa's like, it's Walther, kid.
Mm-hmm. Carl Walther. Yep.
Carl
Walther. That was the guy that was the name of the guy that started the company.
So stupid. Anyway, but, wait, they brought the gun, the replica gun in, and the teacher thought it was a real gun.
Well, put it with the 22 blank because you can get them in 22. So
why don't what?
I was trying to. I talked to Miss Stevens and I was like, "So why didn't you guys use real blanks?" And she's like, "Cause I wasn't the one in charge of doing the props." She's like, "I would rather use blanks because they're sound effects thing for the gun." It was like, pssh, pssh. It was like really?
Stormtrooper.
Like, what?
It wasn't like stormtrooper guns at all, but it was like stormtrooper guns that had been mixed with real guns, and then the sound effect cut off halfway through.
Or just go in the app store or something, get one of the 5 million gun apps.
Yeah, exactly. Boom, 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 boom.
Bang, bang, or something like that.
Yeah, but no, they completely screwed that part up, and it pissed me off. I was like, that makes no sense.
I don't think there was any. I don't think there's any way that sound system that they have for that theater. There's no way they have the budget to hook an iPod up to it.
Actually
you can.
They do.
Well, I've never gotten to play with
it. Yeah, we have done it many times.
There's times where in band, you know, we wouldn't be doing anything, or it'd be like, you know, parent teacher conference day or something, so Mr. Smith would be off doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd pretty much be a class period to do whatever we wanted.
Woo!
So whoever had their iPod, we'd figure out, we got like an auxiliary cable and hooked them up. We were playing iPod through the house speakers.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so we were just rocking out and then
putting
on some
random stuff.
Or if I
ever brought my laptop, we'd plug that in.
Yeah.
And then pull stuff up online.
I never got to do that.
Yeah,
so
and then we
That's
got because
you were never in band there.
I know.
Yeah, and we've been up on the roof a couple times. Yep. That was always fun.
But I already knew that happened.
What, the roof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
It's fun. It's really nice.
It's fun to go up there. And we always go up there and check just to make sure to see if they had locked that door or not. I always want to bring my dad's lockpick gun to open it up if it was closed.
We got to go buy that lockpick that's the size of the credit card.
Yeah, it's only like $25 or something like that. I know.
But is online. It a gun, though?
No.
Lockpick gun sounds cool.
Oh, no, lockpick gun, it's like a, it looks like a handle in a similar shape of a gun, but it's got a little lockpick, the pin,
mm-hmm.
and you just kind of click it, and then you do the torch, the tension rod to pry the lock open.
But it is a gun.
It doesn't shoot anything.
It shoots lockpicks at
No, it doesn't.
No.
But it should.
No.
Right?
No. I do want to learn how to use a good lockpick.
I do, too.
So it looks like we need to buy that.
I know.
I'll go halves on you. Halves with you.
This has
you
been Espionage Day on TGIF Radio.
Oh, if we're going to Espionage, don't even start.
No, we can go a long ways with that.
You've done espionage?
Yes.
Mm.
Or like,
well,
conspiracy theory.
Define espionage in your sense.
Huh?
Define your definition of espionage.
Not only that, but even if we did...
James Bond.
Okay, that's really... only.
That's
really,
a broad spectrum.
Yeah, well, that,
really,
that's
only the Sean Connery and the... And the Daniel Craig ones are any ones that could be considered close to real espionage. Most of it's not. Actually, the closest to realism spy movie I've ever seen was Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy with Gary Oldman.
Which I still have not seen.
It's
good because it has Gary Oldman in it, of course.
It's a good movie. It's one of those ones you have to have no distractions, no other sounds around, because if you miss one little thing, you're done. You might as well start over.
There's a big twist at the end, isn't there?
There's a lot of twists throughout the entire thing.
Good D.
The whole time you don't know which... Because there's a couple... I'm not going to spoil it. Never mind. The whole time, there's a couple guys who might be the bad guy, but may be actually on your side, but you don't know the entire movie who's the bad guy.
Your side?
Yeah.
Are you watching the movie from a first person's perspective?
No. Okay. Who's a good guy and who's a bad guy? You don't know.
Oh, okay.
But it is fairly realistic.
To realize that,
yeah.
No, well, sorry.
I got it right away.
Yeah, there's, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is pretty close and realistic, and Body of Lies was pretty close.
Body of Lies is good.
That was good.
It's real good.
I don't know if I've seen
We watched that, at really camping. Good. It was the one with Leonardo DiCaprio, Russell Crowe. He's in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to find this thing.
Directed by Ridley Scott.
Oh, I have seen that then. If it's got, yeah, definitely seen that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It only has a 7.1, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I thought it was, didn't Leonardo DiCaprio. Didn't he have a crappy beard in that?
For half of it, yeah.
Half of it, see, that's probably what gave it a 7.1.
Probably.
If he had a crappy beard for all of it, it would have gotten a 6. So,
maybe.
That's just how movies work, I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I was afraid that I was going to have to shave for my MEPS thing. Speaking on the beard
Meps?
Side, MEPS, military, all right,
because you're doing this
processing.
Because you're doing this bullshit no shave November thing.
Yes, right? I am.
Which, come on, I've never understood it.
I like no shave November. Last year,
because you can participate. I don't. I don't like it not because I can't participate, because I can't participate, but because other people who really shouldn't participate, but try to look awful for the entire month, and I just feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm. So then what happens if you don't shave for the entire month, Renee?
I don't know. I've never tried anything like that. This is honestly like 6 days.
Really? Oh, my God.
Wow. I think. 6, maybe 5.
If I go that long, I start looking like Andrew.
Well, don't you guys suck?
This is after 16 days. It got to here, after 6 days, and then it just stops.
This is what happens when you don't go outside, kids. You should go outside.
Yeah.
Just do it as soon as you finish listening to this. Outside.
Or listen to it outside.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Take your laptop outside with your kitties.
Go in the backyard. Don't go in the front yard.
No.
And stay away from the man with free candy.
You're gonna get gaffled if you go out front with a laptop.
Yeah.
Seriously. Gaffled.
Or there's going to be some Mexican that comes by and you're like,
but you know what it means.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I like using gaffled. That's just a word. Don't bring laptops outside unless you got a specific kind of screen. If you got like a glossy screen like mine is, like you look at this, it doesn't. The term is matte screen.
I actually brought my laptop outside. I actually Skyped somebody outside with it at WSU. It worked.
No, just really? Cool.
Yeah,
nice.
But your screen is matte.
No,
it glossy. Isn't. Like mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I never really noticed. Yeah. Which I did manage to break into your laptop.
Yeah, it only
by the
took
way.
You two coming over to my house in like 4 hours to do.
It wasn't 4 hours.
Well, he's officially the worst person to be stealing information. Remind me never to hire him to steal from the government.
It took 4 hours because you took 3 hours to get me the laptop. And I had to remember how to get into the BIOS again because you got a weird one where you have to hold down a key to make it work.
And then push another key.
It's almost as bad. It's almost as bad as EFI, I swear to God. But anyway.
Hey.
Renee, you're starting to talk in a language that nobody understands again.
I know. I'll never tell you.
I spent four and a half hours trying to fill out stupid FBI paperwork the other night.
FBI paperwork.
Well, FBI, it was online, having to deal with secured department.
I thought you were going into the Navy.
I am, but you have to fill out an FBI background check.
Yeah, FBI, DOD, ooh. The whole thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sucks. Because they're secured websites, so they're slow, so if you don't have any activity for more than 10 minutes, you're automatically kicked off. And
does it suck because you have to mail them a urine sample?
No. I have to do that on Wednesday.
Oh.
Urine, blood, physical.
Woohoo! Do they do the hair root test?
Not for the Navy.
No?
Maybe said, don't worry about it.
Which one did they do that for, though?
Probably all the other three.
No. Oh. There's 5 total.
Okay, the 4 major. I know. Coast Guard, I don't
actually,
know.
Actually, no, I think when I went and talked to the Coast Guard, they said that that'd be the one that I would have to do the hair follicle test for.
For what?
The Coast Guard.
I don't know.
Because their department is actually smaller than the New York Police Department is.
Yeah.
So they're going to be a lot more selective, and they're going to be a lot more thorough. So.
Well, New York's
big. The Coast Guard probably has more than 8 people in it, 8, 10 people in it, so I think you're wrong there.
You think the New York Police Department has 8 people? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's saying that it's whatever this place is smaller than the police department here, and that's like...
No, New York Police Department is what I said.
Oh, New York. Oh, I thought you said... than your police department is what it sounded
I said
like.
New York.
Oh, it sounded like you said then your police department.
Your police department outnumbers the Coast Guard.
Well, that would just be sad.
If they had 10 people, yeah, that would be kind of sad.
No, yeah, but the New York, New York.
Yeah.
I mean, now that you can hear it.
It's not a bad thing if you're in a state like Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah. And you don't need... You don't really need a Coast Guard because you're just surrounded by corn and dirt all the time.
Oh, yeah, and I figured out where I'm going to be being shipped out for basic training. A landlocked state.
That makes sense.
For the Navy?
Great Lakes, Indiana. I'll be on the Great
Indiana?
Lakes. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to Google that now, aren't you?
I don't think Indiana probably is landlocked. I got a map behind me.
Well, technically not really.
That's Indiana. It's right on the corner of Michigan. That's what I thought. So
it's
you're not
landlocked. It's technically
landlocked.
It's got water on one side.
Landlocked meaning like you can't get to the ocean from it.
Sure you could. You
have
the Mississippi all the way down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Not really.
I'm saying it's not bordered by an ocean.
Okay.
Can you just like, you can't really say that you're a pirate, can you?
No.
Oh. I think you should, though.
Renee over here is a pirate, though.
I'm a pirate.
Eric already said what? You guys missed it, didn't you?
I didn't hear you.
Renee was like, you couldn't say that you're a pirate. I'm like, ass pirate.
I'm not. It is the Navy.
I'm not an APTB.
It is the Navy, though. Anything can happen. So,
yeah. Bunch of guys all alone on a boat for how many weeks at a time?
Hey, I'll be stationed with girls.
No, you won't.
Not you're on a boat, probably not as many.
He's going to be on a boat, you guys.
I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat, mother...
Oh, I don't have that song ready because...
Oh.
I don't have that song ready because I was going to use this one because that's what we normally do.
Oh, this is our outro?
It is.
Oh, wow. Time's up already.
I thought you knew that. Let's see. Ow.
Mm-hmm.
I just stabbed myself in the gum with this
with
chip.
A Dorito. Yeah. Wow.
This is why you don't go outside. That's because you'll injure yourself with food.
And you'll embarrass yourself.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's Renee for you.
Yep.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/TGIF Radio.
Renee, it's time to cut you off.
I've just been eating snacks.
And on that bombshell, good night, everybody.
I'm not even done yet.
Oh.
Man.
Don't email us.
We're TGI. Shut up.
I know the
order and you don't. That's why I'm the host.
It's okay. I'm just jumping ahead here. No pintos.
TGIF Radio on Twitter.
Pinto.
Pinto's okay, but no pintos.
What's a pinto?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. We're go ahead and email us anything except non-pornographic materials at TGIFRadioShow@gmail.com. Anything you guys would like to plug?
Join the military. Woo! Join the Navy, actually.
Because then you won't be lonely on a boat.
Exactly.
Okay. Drew? Nothing?
Not really.
Oh, yeah. And here's the one. Screw you potholes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
Screw you potholes. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, hope they get that message.
They can go suck it.
I really hope they get that message.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Woo!
Oh, yes. Goodbye.